pelvic pain natters. I hope you guys are doing as well as you can be under the current circumstances, the work that you find yourself in, and that you are listening to me from at the moment. My name's Carl Monaghan. I am the owner of the Pelvic Pain Clinic and founder of Pelvic Pain Matters. And these podcasts are dedicated solely to male pelvic health conditions, including chronic prostatitis and chronic pelvic pain syndrome. Today, I am talking about flare-ups, and the question is, where are you on the spectrum in a flare-up? More to follow on that in just a moment. So, first of all, what is a flare-up? Well, a flare-up, put simply, is an increase in the sensitivity of your symptoms, and maybe even the locations of your symptoms. Now, flare-ups may last very fleetingly. They may last days, weeks, months. They can be really, really troublesome, and they are perhaps one of the toughest things about pelvic pain. It's hard enough having the symptoms and the uncertainty. And then when flare-ups happen, we try and piece together why they've happened. We look at cause and effect to try and understand how best to move further forwards. Often what happens is that we become very afraid of so much in life, and that flare-ups knock us back even more. And because it's not always clear and obvious what causes a flare-up, then it adds more uncertainty. And often we tend to err on the side of caution. So we tend to do less and less and less and less. So those things that you perhaps have been doing, up until a certain point in your recovery, maybe there's an association between, well, maybe that's what caused my flare-up. And therefore, that part of your life then also stops as well. So it's very easy for flare-ups to reduce you and the way that you live, and the richness and the excitement and the enjoyment and the pleasure in life, to something that is a shadow of your former self. I see this all the time, week in, week out, year in, year out. And I know this personally myself as well from my own time with my own symptoms as well. So it's really tough. But I want to give you some really nice messaging, and then we'll look into what I call the spectrum of a flare-up. So what we often feel is that, oh, I'm now back at square one. This flare-up has put me right back at the very beginning. If you're doing self-care, if you're working with someone and you are taking steps towards managing and reducing your symptoms, then the chances are it's very unlikely you've gone right back to the very beginning. Purely from a biological point of view, we can't go back to the beginning. We can't reset our system. We learn new things, we learn new responses, we learn new avoidances, we learn new habits. So it's impossible to go back to the beginning, but that's often a fear. Back right at the very beginning, all that hard work and all that hard effort I've put in have now been laid to waste. Really, really common. I hear this all the time. I just want to give you some reassurance that you probably are not back at the beginning, because it's an absolute impossibility that you can go back there. Flare-ups do pass. They may take their time, but they will die out, they will fade out, and your symptoms will settle again. When I come on to talking about the spectrum, there are some things here that may help with this as well. And that you probably haven't damaged yourself either. Now, I'm saying probably here because I don't know you as individuals. I don't know your case. But what I want to try and do here is allay some fears and allay some worries. A flare-up does not mean that you have damaged yourself. It means that your system has become sensitive, absolutely. And so your nerves are much more sensitive. It's easier to provoke symptoms from doing seemingly nothing when you're in a flare-up. And then, where you might have been able to, for example, have sex, when you're in a flare-up, it becomes very unpleasant, and therefore you might avoid it. In a flare-up, you might avoid exercise. In a flare-up, you might avoid sitting. A general rule of thumb is whatever you are doing, exercise, activity-wise, sitting-wise, a general rule of thumb that we use at Pelvic Pain Matters and within the Pelvic Pain Clinic is maintain what you're doing, do not stop. But reduce your effort by about 50%. Because if you stop, then it becomes a very stop-start process of recovery. I'm sure lots of you are going, yeah, I've been there now. I recognize that. So maintain your self-care, do your stretches, do whatever other self-care you normally do, but reduce your effort by 50%. That might be the reps and the sets of whatever activity you're doing. It might be the duration of whatever activity that you're doing. Do not stop. Please, please, please don't stop. That on, off, up, down, stop, start, back, forth, it was really, really unsettling. Working with someone can make a really big difference for you right now. If that's what you're doing, it's very unnormal, very understandable, but reach out to a therapist, reach out to a clinician that knows what they're doing and ask them for advice. But having that support, having that guidance is so important. It really, really is. I can't emphasize that enough. When we have flare-ups, it can feel like a dark cloud descends us, like we're lost in a fog, that we retreat into a hole. There's lots of analogies that we can use here as well. And it's very, very normal. And it feels like, what's the point? I'm never going to get over this. This is just it for the rest of my life. I don't know how I'm going to be able to do X, Y, or Z. And often when we're having a flare-up, then those thoughts tend to come thicker and faster. You'll never be able to do this. It's all pointless. That thing that you really, really want to do, that relationship, that holiday, that work thing, that social thing, that will never happen. There's no point. Give up. It's very easy for that to happen. Very, very easy for that to happen. I will be doing a podcast in the coming weeks on pep talks to yourself, how you can pep talk yourself and talk to yourself, not just listen to the negative thoughts. More on that to come. So, where are you on this spectrum? And what I mean by this is it's very easy to fall into 100% of a flare up. And what I mean by that is you go into doom and gloom mode and you are fully immersed in that, 100% immersed in that. You are well invested in that flare up at 100%. And everything, the world shrinks, it gets more narrow. You can't do the things that you want in the way that you want. Everything becomes really desperate. I'm sure you know this only too well. So here's what I mean. What percentage do you feel that you could open up and just be a little bit more open to things that aren't doom and gloom? Is that 1%? Is it 2%? Because even if you can achieve 1 or 2% of what I call opening up a spectrum, taking a little slice of the cake, if I imagine a pie chart, right, it's 100% black, 100% dark, dark hole, misery, doom, gloom, catastrophization, worry, fear, all of that. Is there a sliver of that pie chart, is there a sliver of that pie that you can open up? And I'll give you another analogy in a moment, to perhaps it being slightly less awful. Just a question. If you have the flexibility to, it can be incredibly helpful. And again, working with someone that knows about this can be very, very valuable as well. So imagine that the clouds have darkened, all right? It's just thick black cloud everywhere. And that's all you can see for miles and miles and miles. This is an analogy. Are you able to open up that cloud a little bit and let a shaft of sunlight in? Is that possible? Because it will make your time in that flare up a little bit easier. It won't go, but my goodness, it might be, oh, look, no matter how bad I'm feeling, I'm prepared to open up and, oh, that was a really nice, I don't know, that was a really nice moment. That was really nice watching my kids play. I had a nice chat with my wife. I was able to, when I was out walking, I was able to enjoy the flowers. When I was out walking, I saw bird flights overhead, and that was really nice. I laughed a little bit, or I smiled a little bit when I was watching something. A song made me bop my head, and I thought, this is a great song. Opening yourself up to little slithers on that spectrum in a flare-up can be life-changing, because the more you can prize that open, the more easy it becomes to become open. And yeah, I don't expect all of a sudden the flare up to go from 100% to zero. I'm not saying that. But in managing these flare ups a little bit better, that's massively valuable. 2 weeks ago, I did a podcast on glimmers, Teflon, and Velcro. If you haven't heard that or haven't watched it, go back and watch it or listen to it or both. But I talk about glimmers, and glimmers are the opposite to triggers. They're moments of joy, moments of pleasure. There might be moments of just, that's all right, if you're in a flare up. There might be moments of, oh, that's a little bit less. Oh, I can, there's something in there that's quite nice. There's a little bit of enjoyment there, a little bit of pleasure. If you can open up to that, you open up to the possibility of a flare up being less catastrophic, less dramatic, less of an impact over you. You open up that spectrum to being slightly different. We have this ability. Humans have this ability to adapt and to change. You might have heard of the term neuroplasticity. So many of you are very, very well researched when it comes to this condition and searching around it. Neuroplasticity is our ability to do something different. We all have that ability all of the time. Sometimes it's better facilitated because maybe we are in the environment where that's more likely to happen, or in a group of people where that's more likely to happen, or in a mindset or a mind state where that's more likely to happen. But we all have that ability. Every single one of you, even you who doesn't think that you have it as well. That's neuroplasticity. It is inbuilt in our systems. It's why we adapt. It's why we change. It's why we end up in pain. Okay? If we can end up somewhere, we can also end up out of there. That's neuroplasticity. It's one of the models we use when we talk about pain. There are lots and lots and lots of them. Neuroplasticity is one that helps us to understand what's happening within the body. Check out the Glimmers Teflon and Velcro podcast that I did 2 weeks ago. Anyway, you'll find it. But in terms of opening up yourself on the spectrum in a flare-up, it can be the difference between the world feeling like the worst place ever and it feeling slightly less worse than that. If you have that, you have that ability. If you can harvest it, you can start to change your experience in a flare-up. That is life-changing. That is you moving away from the doom and gloom cycle that's very, very easy to fall into. So, flare-ups happen. Everyone has them. They last for different lengths of time, and they don't mean that you've damaged yourself. They don't mean you're back at square one. And how we reframe them, how we look at them, how we navigate that dark cloud, that dark sky, that fog that just descends on us, excuse me, can make the world a difference in you overcoming that particular flare-up. If you can open yourself up to something a little bit different, even fleetingly, momentarily. But if you can recognize those and a few of those over again and over again and over again, it lifts the pressure. Check out the website, check out the podcast on Glimmers, Teflon and Velcro. And if you haven't checked out last week's podcast, I did a relaxation, a guided relaxation. If you liked that and you want more of different length with different guidance, let me know. You can catch me, you can catch us at pelvicpainmatters@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Do share the content. If you found this beneficial, then I'm sure other people out there suffering with this condition will also find it beneficial as well. And do subscribe. Okay, that's how we keep this content going. That's how I know that people are out there and listening. That's it for me. My name's Carl Monaghan. This is a Friday Takeaway. This is Pelvic Pain Natters.